From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York's new budget was due April 1st, but it still has not been unveiled. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says Governor Kathy Hochul and legislative leaders in the state Senate and Assembly have until April 18th to pass the budget or a third deadline extender to make sure thousands of state workers get their paychecks. Governor Kathy Hochul's requested changes in the 2019 bail law remain the main holdup in negotiations between the executive and legislative branches. But Albany is not a town of transparency, and no one can say for sure what will be in the eventual budget or when it will be passed. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. The Altamont Enterprise reports that the Town of Rensselaerville Water and Sewer Advisory Committee member Ed Sukas says that the Environmental Protection Agency is going to issue a formal notice to the town because of its frequent water quality violations. Sukas said that at a town board meeting last month, but did not get back to the newspaper to comment on the issue. Rensselaerville Water Operator John Benson and Supervisor John Dultz could not be reached for comment. The EPA's Regional Deputy Director of Public Affairs, Elias Rodriguez, said the agency does not comment on, and I quote, ongoing or potentially ongoing enforcement actions, end quote. At the town board meeting, Sukas said that Rensselaerville had, and I quote, come up on the EPA's radar because of the number of times that we've fallen below acceptable parameters, and they are going to be issuing a formal notice to the town, end quote. And recently, cleaning that water has resulted in high levels of disinfection byproducts for at least the last couple of years. In 2021, the water exceeded limits in trihalomethanes and halocetic acids 5. Town Clerk Victoria Cracker said in December that recent upgrades to the water system had decreased the contamination levels to, and I quote, significantly below, end quote, regulatory limit. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. New York State of Politics reports that New York City National Organization for Women has come out against Governor Kathy Hochul's nominee for the state's top judge. Now NYC is objecting to Judge Rowan Wilson's nomination for Chief Judge of New York State's highest court because of his decision last month in the case People v. Reagan. On the Court of Appeals, Wilson ruled that a guilty verdict in a rape case should be vacated. Now NYC's Executive Director Sonia Osorio said, and I quote, as advocates for survivors of sexual assault, we are outraged that Judge Rowan voted to strip a rape survivor of justice. In fact, he wrote the opinion, end quote. The State Senate takes up Wilson's nomination on April 17th. And you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. WNYT reports that so far this spring, wildfires have burned more than 400 acres in New York. There have been recent wildfires locally in Albany, Schoharie, Otsego, and Orange counties. Slingerland's Fire Chief Craig Slurs said, and I quote, I believe this year started out with a lot more than past years. We had a lot of wind, and that doesn't help, and the dryness of the ground. People think with all the rain that it wouldn't be that dry, but the wind dries the ground out, drives leaves out, and everything starts burning on top, end quote. Open burning causes the most wildfires, and there is a ban prohibiting residential burning through May 14th. Read more about this story at the WNYT website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.